Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we're going to watch...
Okay. Our elbows.
Who hit it?
You literally have your elbow on the table.
That was me. Yeah, you're right.
It's like that Eric Andre meme.
Who could have done this? A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we're going to watch every horror movie ever made. So hang out with us for a spoiler-free review and content warning followed by our full thoughts. Because today, we watched Final Destination 5 from 2011, which is directed by Stephen Quayle.
Were you imagining Google animation?
I hate looking up the pronunciation and Google has a little mouth. I hate that fucking mouth. We made it. This one was very difficult to get through.
Oh yeah.
We kept having to stop, take breaks. We just kept finding excuses to pause it. It was very hard to get through.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's like if it's that bad if you're looking for a Final Destination movie. I think we've been watching so many of them. I'm like, I'm worn out. I need a break.
Maybe these were good to have a couple years in between.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm worried about seeing the new one.
I am too.
Especially because we saw like another little trailer thing the other day, which, we'll get to that later. Because I want to like predict some of the things that might be, some of the setups that might be in that movie. We already know one of them now. But yeah, it's getting kind of exhausting. And what's funny, I did read that the director, he kind of complained about how when you come in to make one of these, there are so many rules around like how these deaths can be set up because they have to fit like the Final Destination lore. And he was like, shit, it's actually really fucking hard to come up with these sequences because you're so restricted by that stuff. And I think that might start to explain why that these are like getting lower in quality every one.
Yeah, so is that restrictions that the studio is putting on?
Yeah, I think they're trying to maintain the Final Destination lore, make sure we're following the guidebook behind all this to keep it consistent.
It's so weird to attach rules to a movie. I mean, why are you just let your creatives do their thing? I don't know.
You know, it is, but it makes me wonder, like, maybe that's part of why these work is because they set up these rules and they're like, no, you have to stick to these. Because it does seem like these movies have some crazy fucking fans.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. Like whenever I look up trivia for these movies, it's like it is the worst, most boring trivia because every other one is like, oh, they referenced the other movie in this one part. Or like, oh, there's a sign in the background of this one scene that says 180 on it. You know what 180 is, right? It's the plane from the first movie. Like, there are so many of those little things that I just don't pay any attention to. But I think the fans love. And I'm sure the new one's going to have that kind of stuff in it, too.
Oh, yeah. I think that one's, like, even in the title. Like, they're going to stick to the guidebook.
Yeah. And I keep also reading that all the characters are named after, like, famous horror directors.
I mean, that is pretty cool.
Oh, and you'll love this, because one of the characters in this is named Olivia Castle, and she is named after...
William Castle?
William Castle.
That's really cool. I love William Castle.
That's another thing that's in all these movies. So it's like, I guess we're not running out of horror directors yet, because they keep doing that. But also, it does explain how, like, you know, the early movies had... they really played with people's fears, and this they still kind of do that with some of these kills, but... Yeah, they're getting to that point where they're running out of ideas a little bit.
Yeah. The thing is now that you bring that up, that's such a good point about keeping to a guidebook almost.
Yeah.
I think that does help to at least have the bones of it, but I feel like it's almost a little too strict.
Well, see, it's weird because I've thought about it and I wonder if this is also what keeps them from like showing death or like, you know, doing something like that. Because we talked about how like traditional horror sequels, it's like, what do? We answer all the questions because there's nothing else to do. And maybe that's what's keeping them from going down that road, too, which is a net positive, I think. But this one starts with, at first, when they're on the bus, it was very much like, oh, are we doing the fucking traffic death again? Like, we already fucking did this. You can't double dip. Okay. But it winds up being a bridge death, which is completely different.
Yeah.
And that I do kind of understand, because I have known people in my life who are absolutely terrified of bridges. Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned that, like, your dad makes sure you would not be one of those people.
Yeah. When he was teaching me how to drive, he was like, I think we had like a family vacation to Ocean City, and he's like, you're driving over the bridge. And
yeah.
I was like, okay. And he just didn't want me to be scared of them.
Yeah. So. I can understand it. I worked with someone who would close his eyes whenever we drove over a bridge. So there are some people who just,
yeah,
it's very real.
You can't close your eyes while driving over a bridge.
He would make me drive.
That's
and,
right.
And I asked him, I went in depth into this, because I was like, how the fuck do you live in the world? Because he was older than me. And he was just like, yeah, you know, I map out anytime I'm going somewhere I don't know, and I make sure I avoid all the bridges on the route. It's like, that is such a crazy life to live.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I understand it.
Like, well, after this.
Anxiety sucks.
After this movie. Because that's the thing, like, another thing that keeps happening, it feels like they're trying to one-up each other with each one. But we've hit a point now where that opening scene, it's like, everything is just, it's way sillier in this. It's mm-hmm. it's not as scary. Like, even that whole event, it feels like something out of a, like, natural disaster movie. It's like all the CGI and stuff. And that's something that really is missing from a lot of these sequels, is like, they're just not really scary anymore. It feels like it's more just a vehicle for the effects.
Yeah, the effects, I mean, like, of the time that it was, were okay. But, I mean, they do kind of age a little bit.
Like, yeah. Well, it's kind of
takes you out of it just for a sec.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's the switch to doing, like, CGI stuff.
Yeah.
Which I'm not, like, one of those people that's, like, everything has to be practical. Yeah. But
I think they should work together.
You have to kind of pick and choose, like, what's best.
Yeah.
And when everything is just CGI like this, it doesn't feel, like, believable or traumatic. Like the classic ones do, you know, it just feels so much less realistic. And I think that's really missing from these. I'll give them credit. Every one of these has at least like one or two that are like pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, so it still felt like it's worth watching. But like, good Lord, can it get slow?
I think they just maybe injected a little too much story in this one. I don't know.
It's not just that it's too much story. It's that it's the same story every time, except this one has like a weird Highlander twist to it. It's not interesting anymore. At this point, as soon as the characters are like, hold on, I think I've discovered the order of, I'm just like, please, please move on from this. Like, we know. We already fucking know.
Yeah, and I know the last movie we watched, I think you said then, like, wouldn't this be all over the internet by now? Like, wouldn't people know?
I was totally thinking when they're on the bus in the beginning and the guy starts freaking out. It's like, at that point, if I'm on a bus and somebody's like, we're in a final destination, I'd be like, let's get the fuck off the bus. Like, there's no way I'm staying on that bus.
Yeah, no way.
Like, seriously, today, if some random person stood up and said, we're in a final destination, I would run out of there, okay? I don't know how these people haven't figured that out by now.
Yeah, that's a really, like, say less. Okay, let's go.
That's the thing. Like, there's no butt suck kill in this. Nothing on that level, maybe. But there's still a few fun ones. And I will say, the ending of the movie, to me, I think it seemed like you were very unimpressed. But that kind of, I like the way that this movie ended.
Okay.
And I think for me, it actually elevated it a little bit. It doesn't make up for everything, you know, but it still is like, it's a really interesting way to take it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And there's some details about that.
I can give them that, but you know.
There's some details about that we'll talk about in spoilers, that when I read about them, it was like, oh, they really thought this through. And this is actually kind of impressive in that way. But I guess with the next movie, I'm just hoping that maybe we can get a little bit back to basics. We saw, so the scene that we saw was like a tattoo parlor, which I don't know. It seemed like more in line with like 4 and 5 level kills, you know?
Yeah. Stop showing so much of the movie. Stop doing that.
Yeah, that too.
Like, when I saw the first initial trailer, I was excited. And then I saw another one that was completely different, and then another one that was completely different. And it's like, okay, stop.
They really want to try to get people excited. But I was wondering, like, what kind of stuff do you think is going to be in this one? Because I was editing part 3, mm-hmm. and we talked about a boba kill.
Yeah.
Which made me laugh because I forgot we said that.
I forgot about that too.
So there might be a boba kill. Obviously, there's a tattoo kill, which is like, yeah, I guess everybody has tattoos now. So yeah. I also thought maybe like a Tesla kill, like an electric car. Okay. You know, like what else would mean, like what else screams 2025? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find some way to use AI or something.
Maybe.
I mean, we'll find out soon. I think it comes out in like 2 weeks, something like that. But as far as content warning, I guess if you're scared of bridges, but it's like I said, it's so like over the top. Yeah. It doesn't feel realistic. Like there's a way to portray that would be fucking scary as hell.
I don't even know if I'd want to see that. I want it to be silly.
This just kind of isn't it. I mean, the first person who falls off the bridge, they get impaled on like the top of a boat.
Yeah.
Which is like not something I'm really worried about happening. The one I'd consider like the most traumatic is probably the LASIK one.
Yeah. If you don't like eye stuff, that's a long watch if you don't like eye stuff.
Yeah. It kind of goes back to, was it Final Destination 2 that had the dentist part in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something that's like everybody hates the dentist. Yeah. So here's some like close-up shots of dentistry, and the LASIK definitely like leans into it in that same way.
Yes.
So that's cool. They can still bring it. There's no tanning beds, no butt sucks, but, you know, what do you expect now? We're at number 5, okay? But did you have anything else you want to talk about?
No. It'd be interesting if the new one throws in a butt suck.
That does feel 2025. I can see that. All right, let's get the spoilers. So, yeah, not much else to say except to, I guess we could just go through the kills because that's the fun part,
mm-hmm.
and talk about the ending. I did think it was great to see my man, Tony Todd, back again. Was it the last one he wasn't in?
I think so.
Yeah, good to see him back. And it's funny because his whole demeanor is just like, man, I've seen this shit so many times before. Like, you fucking silly ass kids. Which pissed me off because remember when he first shows up and that one guy like gets mad at him?
Yeah, and, like, he yells at him. Weird or creepy or something. It's like, excuse you.
You better take that shit back. Yeah, but I mean, everything else with the story, I mean, it's just copy-paste, which is what makes it so exhausting because when they're like, all right, we got to fill 15 minutes with some story now, and it's just the same thing that we've seen. That's what was making it so hard for it. We would lose focus and be like, all right, I need to get a snack or something.
And I feel like the characters they cast tend to look very similar to the other cast. Yes. So it feels like, what? Am I watching the same movie?
Well, I had the guy who was in the office. Yeah. And he was like recognizable in a very out of place way. But everyone else looks like every other character in every other Final Destination. Like just generic white person. Manages to still have a good amount of racism, which is great. Set the bar pretty high with the last one. Maybe doesn't reach that point, but still,
there's less racism,
confusing,
but still an alarming amount.
And then, the one big change, and I think Tony Todd's the one who's like, if you kill somebody else, you steal their lifespan, though, which makes them go fucking crazy and suddenly start trying to kill each other, which just, that's a weird wrinkle. I guess he probably had to fight with the studio, like, look, you gotta give me something. I need some new thing to do here. So I wonder if that's going to play into the next one, because that seems like
it is interesting.
Pretty major detail if you could do that. Although I guess he doesn't get away in the end anyway, so just makes it feel more throwaway.
Yeah.
But we had the bridge in the beginning. Oh, you know what? I want to talk about the ending first real quick. So the thing I thought was interesting, so the big thing in this movie is that it's a secret prequel. Because the movie ends like every movie now, they end with something that kills all the characters, so we can just hit the reset button. And in this one, it's them boarding Flight 180 and they see the characters from the original movie, which I guess I also would not like to see that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it reveals that this actually took place before the first one, which feels like he had this, like, Death had this very clean way to wrap everything up, mm-hmm. and then those characters fucked it up by getting off the plane.
I think at first I didn't catch on to that, but...
Yeah, you didn't recognize those characters?
Oh, no, I knew. I'm talking about, I knew that that was, like, the plane thing, but I mean, initially when you're being introduced to the story... I mean, I guess because it's so easy to tell, like, oh, that's not the same decade.
So
that's like a different decade.
That's the thing I read. It's kind of funny, especially seeing it now in 2025, because it's harder to be like, oh, what did technology look like in 2011? But that was one of the clues, is that they used all these props that were like a little too old, like old phones, old keyboards, you know, stuff like that, which is like, it's fun that they thought of that.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't really work now. And I can imagine like the like young generation now, if they're watching it for the first time, would just be like, yeah, that's what it was like 10, 15 years ago. Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But the first kill, the first accident is the bridge. And it's like I said, that felt like super effects driven. I don't think there was anything in there that really scared me. So I don't know, what more is there to say about that? But then after that is the gymnastics kill, which was, the end of that felt kind of lazy almost. If I don't like,
she, like
saying that,
crumbled,
but yeah, it was so fast and it was so like unexpected, like in a bad way, that when it happened, it was just like, oh, like, okay.
Yeah, the anatomy felt weird of the kill, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we were saying, I guess maybe because of, let's take it back. So what I was going to say is the setup for that kill, I think, is actually interesting because, you know, they put all the little pieces in place. Mm-hmm. And my favorite kills are the ones where the person's kind of like trapped as it's slowly, you know, the stuff's happening around them. I don't think this one has any like that.
No, I don't think so.
This director just didn't get it. Like, I'm sorry. But for this one, it's the way that, like, all the little pieces are slowly getting put into place. And when that little screw lands on the balance beam and they just keep, like, narrowly avoiding stepping on it, that was, like, pretty good for building tension because it did feel like, you know, as soon as somebody steps on that, everything is just going to go off like a Rube Goldberg machine and kill this lady. So it's a nice build up. And then, of course, when it finally happens, I guess it's just like... Like, it did feel like that the buildup, like, the payoff wasn't there. Because the whole thing is just, like, she gets this chalk dust in her eyes so she can't see, which means that she isn't able to land right, which makes her entire body just crumple into a ball of meat, basically.
That's crazy.
I guess maybe because of how fast she was going or something. She was building, momentum. I don't know. That was too bad because it felt like a good buildup, and then... Nothing. I don't know. Maybe are we desensitized to
maybe gore? I don't know, but I do feel like at least I remember 4 and 5 didn't really get the same kind of like talk that the other movies got.
Yeah.
So I feel like even at the time, it may not have lived up to like the first couple.
Yeah, of course.
The first few.
Look, it's number 5.
Yeah,
in
I
a
mean,
series.
It happens in a franchise.
Yeah. But then after that, we had the acupuncture kill with this guy who is like the biggest dickhead in existence, basically. This is where we get our nice little racism scene in the movie because he goes to this Korean spa. I actually read that someone has died from having an acupuncture needle go through their heart when they fell off the table, which I guess you just don't really think about that.
No.
I don't think I'm bougie enough for acupuncture. I've never had it before.
I've only done it once before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a cure for my migraines, and we tried it out once.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very expensive. I only went once.
How'd that work out?
It worked, but it's too expensive. Okay. It worked pretty well.
If only you could do that to yourself. Because it doesn't work like that.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a good idea.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Are you able to just do acupuncture on yourself?
No, that's not a thing. No.
Okay. Just thinking out loud, all right?
Responding out loud. Money. Please don't do that.
Yeah, this one, I mean, it is kind of like, it's maybe the most gruesome because just seeing the effects of these needles, like, after he falls off the table is pretty painful.
Mm-hmm. But then alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yes. But like, I mean, he had it coming, so.
Well, that was pretty, that was cool too, because it felt like he fell off the table and like passed out. Mm-hmm. And it was like death being like, wake the fuck up. So he like knocks over the alcohol so it slides over to him.
Yeah. And then he's
death
set on
is
fire.
A dickhead. Yeah. Well, no, he,
or something like that.
No, he avoids the fire. Oh, remember, right. He gets his head crushed by the Buddha statue. That's the thing, is like, I can appreciate they're trying to go for something unexpected, but all that build up to just getting his head crushed, it's like, it's just the payoff's not there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It does feel like they're both trying to be like, they're trying to be unexpected. Mm-hmm. But it just, I don't think it works very
well. Gotta keep them on their toes.
Yeah, it does feel like death is like, I don't know what the deal is because he's doing a lot.
You can't predict me.
I know. He's like doing little feints over here. But it makes me wonder, is he like being a little tricksy, or is it just oh yeah, there's a name for that. Do you think that's being a little
Trixie
trickster? Yes. Or is he just like, look, I'm gonna do five different things, one of these has to kill you, you know? Yeah. Like maybe he doesn't have that much all-knowing
like
control.
Plan A, B, C, D.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That kind of leads to the LASIK kill, which was probably the most effective. I still like, because I know you were freaking out when we watched it.
It definitely got me. I mean, the little hook things are in her eyelids. Like, that's crazy. See, I need to know how they did that because
they probably
I
just
hope
did
she,
it.
No.
I mean,
that's awful.
That's what they have to do for LASIK.
See,
so,
like,
I don't
this
know.
Is where maybe we figure out CGI. There's so, just don't put your actress at risk.
Yeah, I guess
I don't
so.
Know.
I don't know. Yeah, that was pretty brutal. But the
I
funny
guess if
thing,
they're up for it and it's safe.
Yeah. I'm sure that guy was a real doctor. It's fine. But the funny thing is, like, I've never had a thing about eyes. Like, I don't have any trouble touching my eyes. Like, that's why it was really easy for me to wear contacts. So even stuff like that, I don't know, it just doesn't really, it doesn't get to me.
I don't really have much of an eye thing either. I'm fine putting in my contacts. I didn't really have an issue with it when, that was another thing my dad taught me how to do, I remember.
Yeah.
And I think this movie, the way that that little clamp was in her eyelids like that, that gets me.
Yeah, I mean, it looked very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I think
and
it's just
stuck there.
Yeah, it's another one of those things where the machine just suddenly starts getting way too powerful for no reason.
Yeah,
just,
that is another pattern in these movies. Is the machine that has endless power.
All it takes is like a tiny little short circuit and then the power goes through the roof.
Yeah.
Because it like burns a hole through her eye.
Yeah.
But I think this is another one where it just ends with her like falling out of a window.
Yeah.
So still zigging and zagging, you know, never know.
Singing
what little
and zagging.
Trickster death's gonna do. I did think it was funny they bring in the FBI again in this movie, which we've been kind of missing. I did notice in the beginning we didn't have the angry guy to pick a fight.
Right.
We didn't have the security guy, but we did have the FBI agent who's like, why did you know this is going to happen?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they still got that trope. But when he starts investigating, I was like, is this dude going to arrest death? Is that where this is going? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, his character just kind of comes and goes, too. With that investigation, though, they addressed something that we had talked about before. I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast, but it's the way that these crime scenes have to look to law enforcement to have to piece this shit together. Because there's a character in this one who's like, I don't know, man. Like, five different things happen that we can tell. We don't know. It addresses, like, how difficult this must be to solve these crimes.
Well, honestly, I do think that is kind of a cool detail.
Yeah.
Because it's like, not only is death in charge of all of it, death is also, like, covering its tracks.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
They did address that in one of the other ones where he was like killing the witnesses and shit. There is definitely like that's the X-Files episode version of this, you know?
Ugh, I would love to see Scully and Mulder on this case. Come on.
They need to show up in Bloodlines. Come on now. It's called Bloodlines. I mean, they should. That would be a really cool detail if they did that. That
would change the movie for me if they if they legit went all the way back. Give me that.
If only they had that idea. You know how cool? Because that would be such a great reference. Like, yes. A lot of people know that detail now. Whatever. It's not going to happen.
Now we're getting really excited.
There's no way. But yeah, I think after this, it definitely falls off. Because the next few, I mean, it's like the guy fighting with the other dude and the hook gets him.
Yeah, because he's like a chef too.
No.
Somebody's a chef.
Where are you? When they're fighting
in the... They do show him being a chef, and I am still confused about that. How are you a high-level corporate job, and you're also a chef? That's a lot of time.
I couldn't understand any of the jobs here. It's like took us a second to be like, is that chef? Is that the main guy, or is that a new white guy? I don't know.
I still don't know.
I still don't even know what this company was that they work for, but whatever. They're in like a factory, That other guy dies. It's like the union rep gets killed by like a hook through his head. But that's when they reveal that like, oh, he stole his lifespan or whatever.
Which
that's
is kind of cool.
I guess, but I think it kind of ruins the end of the movie.
Well,
because I mean, after that, their boss gets killed by just like a wrench flying at his face. It's one of the like classic fast Final Destination kills. Got to have at least one.
Yeah.
But then after that, the ending, like, it's just a like thriller showdown between these characters with guns trying to kill each other. You know, there was no accident. It was just like these two characters fighting each other.
I don't know. When a gun gets brought into it, it really feels cheap to me.
It was a weird way to end it.
I don't know.
Like, instead of having some big final kill, it's like, that's it. Like, basically that wrench to the face is the final of the like death kills in this movie. I mean, if you count the plane, but that doesn't count because it's like
that starts a new movie.
Well, it's also they just don't really show it. It's like they kind of yada yada it, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, that was a good way to end it though, to have them be on the plane, to see those characters and have that realization that like, oh, this is that plane. But they don't get off. So they're like trapped knowing that they're going to die, which is pretty scary. But then like that's it. And I think that one other character, there is that final detail, which they've been doing this too with the like one final kill. It's the wheel of the plane hits him. And it's the realization that I guess the person's lifespan that he took was like close to having a brain aneurysm. So it actually wasn't.
I don't know.
I don't care about these details. Like,
I do think that the whole steal a lifespan, gain a lifespan thing is interesting.
I guess.
I mean, I think it's an interesting concept. Did it really get follow through? That's really debatable.
Yeah, it feels like kind of pointless.
Yeah, I would like to see that really pushed because now, just thinking about it, it's like, is that what vampires do? Is that what they live forever? Is steal... like lifespans
maybe,
over time.
Maybe they are kind of like adding a rule here that maybe they haven't thought through. Because like, is that the loophole? Is if you just keep doing that, then that's how you become Highlander and just live forever. I hope they don't. I hope they just pretend this didn't happen.
I think they did by the ending. They kind of just cut it off at its knees.
Yeah. So I don't know. Still looking forward to the new one. Excited to see what they go with for these kills. Like I said, the tattoo one was maybe not the most interesting. We'll see. I want to see more scary kills. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want them to keep the novelty of the first one.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's just like that's the direction that they're taking now. Is like more effects, more reliance on just like clever kills instead of making them scary. I don't know. We'll find out.
At least we know we have Tony Todd. So we have that.
That is good. Yes. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. And you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. All right. I put it above the Final Destination and below Arcadian.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Right above. So that's number 104 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What are your predictions for the new movie? Oh, and you can also check out our YouTube now. Mm-hmm. We're starting to post on there again, yeah. Finally. I mean, it's just the podcast episodes right now, but we're going to have some other videos on there soon. Bye.